This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Tony, thank you so much. You're very welcome to the Hub. For anyone who hasn't seen your content yet, how would you describe Tony's travels in one sentence?
Okay, so I think I'd have to go with personal scrapbook. That's how it started again. It was just, I was traveling, I was trying to document my travels, and yeah, that's what I kind of use it for, a digital scrapbook for me to put all my travels on, and hopefully I kind of incentivize someone or give someone a couple of ideas and showcase how beautiful Ireland can be.
Oh, I love that. Was there a moment that kicked it all off for you?
I wouldn't say there's one particular moment, but I think it was kind of a bit more of an awareness. I was living in landlocked Kildare for quite a period of time, 2 years, and I'm from Wexford originally. So it was kind of only after I returned to Wexford after those couple of years, I was like, whoa, this is actually much nicer than Kildare. and I started to enjoy the sea and everything Wexford had to offer. And then I suppose, yeah, I just started as a tourist in my own county, and that kind of kicked it off from there.
Brilliant. Did you always have a passion for travel, or did it kind of come later in life?
Yeah, I think it came a bit later in life. I was always kind of heavily involved in sports and really enjoyed that. And kind of as I got a bit older, I started to care less about sports and kind of just more about kind of exploring and adventuring Ireland. And so, yeah, my passion's kind of very much changed. And I actually come to a stage now where I don't even play sports anymore. I just kind of spend my free time exploring and adventuring Ireland, seeing what more it has to offer.
Yeah, I know that you've explored so many corners of Ireland. Is there one place that completely surprised you? And why was that?
Yeah, I think I would have to say, although I do love my own county, the other place where I would say definitely is my second favourite place in Ireland would have to be Ken Bay in Achill.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, I think when I drove across the bridge into Achill for the first time ever, something just felt different. Like, it's like you're driving back in time. Like there's so many kind of old shops, pubs, and then the scenery is just so raw and untouched. I just think it's a really, really special place. There's a seriously different kind of energy there. It's class.
Yeah, it is. I was there for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and you know, it was so nice to just go to Keen Bay on New Year's Day, and there was so many people there doing sea swims and going for a walk on the beach, and it's so lovely down there. What's your go-to hidden gem that more people need to check out?
Yeah, I suppose because I'm thinking of Mayo at the moment, I think I'm gonna have to stick with Mayo. It's kind of a bit of an underused gem, and it has to be Belmullet Tidal Pool. And I just think, again, something similar, like when I saw it for the first time, I was like, this is absolutely incredible. Like, and there's just so much to do and to see around Belmullet. That most people don't know, like there's the Belmullet Sea Safari and stuff like that takes you out, and obviously a lot of people are aware now that there's a lot of kind of marine life in our waters, and so people are starting to see basking sharks, different types of whales, and even recently in Irish waters there's been orcas witnessed, which is absolutely incredible to even think that they're in Ireland.
Definitely. For someone who's in their 20s, maybe they're planning a weekend trip, where would you recommend that they actually start?
Yeah, I think a really good place, and again, a kind of underused kind of county, I suppose, is Sligo. I don't really see enough people going to Sligo. It's absolutely stunning. There's so much nice cafes, restaurants, bars in Sligo. And then not to mention the surrounding nature, like, you know, there's the likes of the Devil's Chimney, Benbulbin, Dearmuid na Gráinne's Cave, the Glenlyff Horseshoe, there's like Enniscrone, like, you know, the list is really endless, like, and I just don't see enough people, I think, going to Sligo.
Yeah, I actually went to Enniscrone a couple of years ago and went to the seaweed baths, and I have to say it was unbelievable. For you, do you think there's any budget-friendly spots or tips for travelling around Ireland without breaking the bank? I know a lot of people might be minding their money right now, but they still want to get out there and explore.
Yeah, like, I suppose we're so blessed in this country that a lot of the lands are they might be private, but they're allowed to be publicly used. And so, like I spend a lot of my time kind of wild camping. And I suppose there is areas, as long as you leave no trace, that you're welcome to wild camp. And so, yeah, like, I think people should, don't be so afraid of the weather, and you know, just bring out the equipment. It doesn't have to be expensive equipment, but just get out into nature, do a bit of camping. You know, it's free to hike in this country, which is great. And so yeah, I would just think to people to don't be so afraid of having the right equipment or waiting for the right time. I always think there'll never be a right time, so just get out there and start exploring.
Yeah. How do you keep your content fresh? You're brilliant on social media. You're always exploring around the same counties, and you know, it's great to see that you go and explore so many different places, but how do you keep it fresh?
Yeah, to be honest, that's one thing I never worry about. Like I said, the page is a digital scrapbook for me, and I'm never really worried about how much content or what kind of content I'm posting. I'm just really posting for myself, and hopefully I'm really trying to incentivize other people to kind of do something similar. And so, like, whenever you see me posting that I really enjoyed somewhere, I genuinely enjoyed it. I never post anywhere just for the sake of it. So, yeah, I suppose that's what keeps my content going, that people know that I suppose they can trust my recommendations, and that when they see me enjoying somewhere, I'm genuinely enjoying it, because if I wasn't, I wouldn't be posting about it otherwise.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you get so much enjoyment out of your travel. What does it mean to you personally? Is it nice to just clock off for the weekend and go, let's go and explore somewhere new?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, obviously in this modern day and age, like, we're all so contactable at all times.
Yeah.
And, like, even more so than we ever were, or even probably ever meant to be. And so, like, just the ability to be able to take off and just spend some time in nature is just so good to decompress and kind of, I don't know, forget about the reality or the pressures of the outside world. So, no, it's something that I've kind of grown to love more and more over the last couple of years, and just kind of really grateful to be able to kind of physically and mentally kind of do things like this. So it's, it's really really important, and it's become ever so special for me over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you've managed to showcase Ireland in such a unique way. How has travelling around Ireland changed the way that you see this lovely country? Because I know that you speak so highly of it, and you've showcased it in a way that even mentioning a lot of the places that we're talking about now, people might never go, oh, actually, let's go to Sligo for the weekend, let's go to Mayo for the weekend. And you've managed to, you know, allow us to see all of these really special places.
Yeah, like, it's something that I'm just so passionate about. Like, I did my thesis in college on how people's perceptions of holidaying in Ireland has changed post-COVID. Because people were forced to explore, you know, their 2K, their 5K, and then their county, really, after that. And so, yeah, like, it's something I'm really passionate about. And I really want people to have the experience that I have. Like, you know, I at one stage thought, oh, there's nothing to do in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I started to see a lot of my friends emigrate, and I thought, oh, there has to be more to do here, like, you know. And when I actually looked, the stuff that I found has amazed me. And I've been to a lot of other countries, and it's not too many countries that I've ever seen anything as special as I have here at home here in Ireland.
What's next for Tony's travels? Have you got any big plans or dream locations on your list?
Oh, I think I have a list as long as my arm now, and it's never ending. But I suppose what's next for me is just continue doing what I'm doing, continue exploring, continue to have that appetite to see new things and try different stuff in Ireland. And yeah, I hope that continues for many years to come.
Definitely. For anyone who's listening right now, maybe they're stuck in a routine and thinking, I'd love to explore more of Ireland, but they're not entirely sure where to even begin. What would you say to them to just get out there and get motivated to do a little bit of exploring?
Yeah, I think it can be hard to start. You know, it's the same with anything. It's very hard to start anything, especially if you don't have the friends, or you don't have the, you know, a car, or you know, like the assets to go somewhere like this. So my kind of advice would always be just to start small. Like, you know, whether that be that you make an intentional trip to a local park or something by you, and just kind of build up confidence over time. Like, you know, the solo travel doesn't all come at once, and you won't feel comfortable to head off on a weekend just overnight. So start small, build up your confidence, you know, start going to a local park on your own, maybe go out for lunch on your own, maybe head away for a night on your own, and then build it up over time to where you're confident and ready to head off on your first solo adventure on your own. And yeah, I think that's the best advice I could give to someone who wants to start, is just to get out there, start small, build your confidence, and once you're ready to go on something larger, you'll know it.
Definitely. Where can people find out more? Maybe they want to check out your content, get a little bit of inspiration as to what they're going to do and plan their next trip.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram or TikTok as TonyTravels10_. And yeah, I always incentivize people, reach out, message me if you have any questions, because that's what the page is here for. I just want to help other people and incentivize other people to explore Ireland. So please never be afraid. Reach out. I'd be more than happy to help anyone with any questions.
Brilliant. Tony, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you coming on to share your wonderful knowledge about Ireland. And we'll be looking forward to catching up with you again next soon. And safe travels.
Lovely. Thanks so much. And thanks for having me on.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.